Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
John Jastrzemski, Sports Radio 101.9 FM, The Fan, WFAN.
Alrighty, let's roll, baby. It's 10:25 here on this Wednesday evening. It's JJ After Dark, John Jastrzemski. We're guiding you through the next 2.5 hours right here on The Fan. Get aboard. Want to hear from you at 877-337-6666. We got mi amiga, my main man, the Hoff, Peter Hoffman. He's across the way in our New York studios on the other side of the glass. You got Mr. Met, Bobby Usel. He's in the house. Got your update at the top of every hour. And we're with you right up until 1 o'clock. And we'll turn it over to the schmooze, Stevie Summers. Where else? The Fan right here in New York City, and it was a rough Wednesday night. The debut of Durant, Irving, Harden, and listen, from an offensive standpoint, even after a sluggish first quarter, I mean, the Nets got going fine offensively. 29 points in the third quarter, 35 points in the fourth quarter. Looked like they were going to pull this game out until Colin Sexton happened. Colin Sexton basically drained shot after shot after shot, including a three, sending this game into double overtime. And one of my old adages is always to foul up three. That's always been my belief. That's always something I would do. I am always fouling up three in a late game situation. We're only got a 3-point lead. I know some coaches have the fear, these guys are great, they'll throw up a shot, potential 4-point play. I'm always fouling up three. Always, 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 always. It's been my rule in college, it's been my rule in the NBA, and the great Rico Bosco tweets this out all the time, and we are both disciples of the foul up three philosophy. I think it's the way it's got to be. The Nets decided not to do that tonight, and it ended up being costly. They got outscored 34-22 in the second overtime, and the Cavaliers win this game 147-135. And listen, Kyrie, offensively, no problem. Listen, he's a wackadoo. He's not one of my favorites. Guy could score. 37 points, 15-28 from the field, and you get 38 out of Durant. You get 37 out of Kyrie. You get 21 out of James Harden with a big shot late. Those guys are going to have no problem from an offensive standpoint. They're going to score. They're too explosive. They're too talented. They're too good. Where they are going to struggle is that other end of the floor. That is where they're going to have issue after issue after issue. And that will probably be, I think at least, this year at some point, their downfall and why they fall short in winning an NBA title. And they have some role players on the team, by the way, I like. I mean, Jeff Green is a good role player. Joe Harris is a good role player. DeAndre Jordan has had moments in the NBA. If you're asking me point blank who I'd rather have playing in the big spot, it's the guy we saw today in Cleveland. Jared Allen, who gave you 12 points and 11 boards. That's just me. But you made this on trade. This is your team. And listen, the first game these guys played together. And, you know, I was thinking about it. If we were doing odds on sports tonight, I would have absolutely suggested, because of the value, not on the money line necessarily, but because you had Kyrie back in the fold, you had the Nets coming off their best win of the year against the Milwaukee Bucks. Like, there are games in a 70-plus season that you're not as, what's the word, dialed in for. This would have been one of those games after the Milwaukee win on Monday night. That's just the way it goes. I don't care how good you are. I don't care how special you are. You got 70-plus game season. I'm sorry. You're not getting that best effort game in, game out. And the Cavaliers, who play hard, they're 7-7 on the year. They got a great performance from Colin Sexton, the former Alabama point guard. And that's the difference in the game. They end up winning the game. So, the Irving, Harden, Durant, Tricker, 0-1 in their first game playing alongside one another. Now, in Major League Baseball, the big story of last night as we were on the air, and it's always great. I'm always fired up when we get breaking news on that we can dive into, that we can dissect and have a whole lot of fun with. It was the reaction to George Springer signing the six-year, $150 million mega deal with the Toronto Blue Jays. Toronto clearly paid a tax. They had to up the ante by an extra $20 to $25 million. And look, as much as I wanted the Mets to sign Springer, and I know anybody who listened to me going back in November and December before the Lindor trade, you knew that was something that I was very much on board with. Go and get George Springer. The urgency of signing Springer went down a considerable amount when you brought in Francisco Lindor. Now, could you have made the argument that both guys easily could have fit in the payroll? Yes. But I think from a long-term prism, the Mets made the decision. We are not going 6 years at $150 million for George Springer when we're going to have to pay Lindor crazy money next year. And our right fielder, Michael Conforto, is going to be up for a contract. And he's going to have to be taken care of. And if you ended up signing George Springer, I don't know how you would have found a way. If Conforto had a year, let's say, as good as this 2020 campaign. Now, if Conforto's not as good, you know what? The Mets aren't going to look great on this. The Mets are banking on the fact that Conforto is going to be the real deal. And that his 2020 is only a sign of things to come. That he's about to really flourish, skyrocket, and take that next step as a bona fide, legitimate, top big league outfielder in the sport. Mets are banking on Michael Conforto by not going the extra mile for George Springer. I'd have a far bigger issue with this if I'm a New York Mets fan if the trade with the Cleveland Indians wasn't made 3 weeks ago. Like, if Lindor and Carrasco were not New York Mets, I'd be pretty ticked off. They are. And I know some Mets fans are concerned about the fact that they haven't closed the gap nearly enough with the Atlanta Braves. That's true. Atlanta right now has been better over the last 3 years. Still is a better team. And if your goal for 2021 is, oh, we got to beat out the Braves. Yeah, short term, this hurts in that regard. The mid-off season is not complete yet, though. So before I give you the grand take on Sandy Alderson coming back, Cohen's first offseason, how exactly I would look at it, let me see the finished product. Is that fair? Let's reevaluate 6 weeks from now, go from there, see where it takes us. But Springer or Blue Jay, and I can tell you from a Yankee fan standpoint, not looking forward to seeing him 18 times with his flair for the dramatic and his flair for getting big hits. That is not ideal. 10:34 here on this Wednesday evening. We're just getting warmed up. It's JJ After Dark. John Jastrzemski. We're right here on The Fan. Get aboard. Want to hear from you at 877-337-6666. The Nets losing double overtime to the Cleveland Cavaliers, where, weren't exactly playing a whole lot of defense on Colin Sexton. We got reaction to not only George Springer signing in Toronto, but the Blue Jays about to hit and then miss on one of his former teammates. And why I, for one, am a little bummed, but I'm more relieved when it comes to Michael Brantley not joining forces with George Springer. Wanted him on the Yankees. Kind of knew yesterday when that story was out with Rosenthal wasn't going to happen. But kind of let out a sigh of relief when I found out where Michael Brantley was going to be playing next year. Your calls, your reaction, we got so much to do. We get it all rolling right after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.